This is Bailey Bryan, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I'm right even when I'm wrong. I break things like hearts and iPhones, Patsy Cline when it's rainy. In the car with my friends, I'm Jay-Z. Can't dance, but I won't stop. In my little black dress and high tops, don't care, but still get jealous. Without GPS, I'm helpless. But I'm not gonna stress. I'm such a beautiful mess. Who cares what they say? I never listen anyway. In my head, yeah, I'm cool. Gonna keep making my own rules. So call me crazy, dysfunctional. But don't like work or write love songs. But can't flirt, awkward in conversation. But I'm Shakespeare when I'm texting. Ha! Sweatpants, but I'm still a lady. Trip and fall in public, gracefully. Wow, but I'm nerdy. I party hard till at least 9:30. Who cares what they say? I never listen anyway. In my head, yeah, I'm cool. Gonna keep making my own moves. So call me crazy, dysfunctional. Maybe I don't care. I'll show it. 'Cause I own it, own it, own it. 'Cause I own it, own it, own it. Oh, you're clueless. Oh, you're crazy. Oh, you're story in the making. Oh, you're passion. Oh, you're style. Oh, you're stupid. Oh, you're brave. And oh, you're wins and your mistakes. Oh, you're passion. Oh, you're smile. We're not gonna stress. We're all such a beautiful mess.
Carry on with our interviews, and someone else that's coming to C2C is Bailey Bryan. Welcome.
Hello, thank you for having me.
We've been playing your single and your video, Own It, which is great.
Man, thank you so much. I'm excited. It's the very first thing that I've put out that I've written, and so to know that like people are playing it everywhere, and like you're playing it like in Europe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the UK, sorry, yeah. I'm like generalizing it so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, no, actually our show's got out to 90 countries, so I mean, you're getting coverage.
Oh, thank you. Man, that's cool.
It's just there's a new breed of young girl country singers, and it's great, and they're not all wishy-washy. You've got a bit of, I can't say the word on air, but yes, you do.
Well, thank you.
You're edgy.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Yeah, with the video, essentially, the video and the song is kind of the introduction to me. Like, I knew that with the video, I wanted to incorporate social media and kind of use that in a positive light because it's a positive song, and I think that social media can be used in either a really negative or a really positive way, and for me, it's important to me to, like, spread a good message to people, and so that was kind of the goal with that. And the goal of the song really was just to encourage people to accept and love everything that makes them who they are, even if they see it as a positive or a negative thing. I wrote it when I was recovering from back surgery when I was 16. And so the song for me was essentially what I needed to hear at that point, because as a 16-year-old going through a huge surgery, missing 3 months of high school, like, that's kind of the end of the world for a second. And you're already trying to figure out who you are. And so going through that change at that age, I needed to write something that was just about owning where you are in life and being really open about that. Because I think the more open people are about just the things that make them who they are, whether it's like a quirky thing or a funny thing or a bad thing or a good thing, the more understood everyone will feel. So that's kind of my goal. And so that's why I'm really excited to own it as my first song.
Brilliant. Is there an album to follow?
Yeah, I'm spending a lot of time in the studio right now. I'm thinking April's probably when we're going to start putting out some more music.
April 14th EP.
Okay. I'm like, I've heard a couple times that April 14th is when the EP is coming out, but I don't think I even totally believe it yet, so I'm like hesitant to say it. But yeah, April 14th, we're going to come out with an EP, probably 5 or 6 songs, and then follow up with some more.
Where'd you come from?
I'm originally from Washington State.
Okay.
Yeah.
You live here now?
Yeah, I moved here about 1.5 years ago. I moved with my whole family when I was
really?
17. Yep, 19 now. We moved, my mom, dad, little brother, they sold their business, sold the house. They just wanted to get me settled, essentially. I signed my first publishing deal when I was 15.
Gracious.
I don't know how that happened. I wasn't very good. But my publishers and kind of my mentors, they thankfully saw something. And that's when I started traveling to Nashville. When I was 17, it just kind of seemed like the right time, and my family wanted to help me get my feet on the ground, and so we all moved. They got me settled. I got a record deal and this really awesome team around me way quicker than I expected or anyone around me expected.
Some people can take years, you know?
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's been amazing for me because, I mean, a lot of people, the expectation is you move to town, you, like, you pay your dues, and then eventually you get your break. For me, I think I have gotten to start so young. I was paying my dues more playing my songs on the sidewalk of my hometown ever since I was like 12. And then thankfully I got familiar with Nashville, and then I moved, and it I had the preparation of just not having any opportunities for a really long time, and just like trying to get people to hear my music however they could. I would make YouTube covers and post that, and I would just literally take my guitar as soon as I wrote my first song and just play on the sidewalk and like try and connect with people that way. And so this last year of my life, since I've signed with Warner, and now I'm doing my first CRS, and I'm on tour with Dan and Shay right now. It's been a crazy transition.
My goodness, Bob. I would imagine that these people can see your commitment and your talent, and well, hey, they're gonna the wrong word, but exploit you, because you've got such, you know, I mean, that's what you do. I mean, yeah. I don't mean that in a bad way,
yeah.
Because it's so good.
Thank you.
Well, all the best, and we do, and coming to England as well on the first.
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited. I've heard so many good things about CRS. I didn't think I'd get to like travel like to such a different, cool place this early.
Well, Cedar Sea is a really interesting venue because it's a great big dome.
Yep.
You know, which was put there, and then it stood there for about 3 years, and nothing. It was costing nearly $1 million a day just in taxes.
Gosh.
And then someone said, well, let's turn it into an entertainment section, you know.
There you go.
It's now one of the biggest and most enjoyed venues in the world.
That's so cool. I've heard about it like so many times, and then someone's like, hey, you're going to play there. I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Okay. Well, we'll catch up with you in the UK in
yes.
a couple of weeks. And good luck with the single over here, and definitely our side of the water. Is it going to be released over there as well?
Yes, I would imagine so.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. This is Bailey Bryan, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Goodbye in the driveway. Wish I could stop time, rewind, give anything for one more day. It's so hard to say if we're gonna make it. So please don't go, 'cause all I know is I wanna keep. gonna be a hard drive home.